We're doing the Seder HaDorot. We're up to Kenan. Kenan was born in the year 325 when Enosh was 90 years old. And he lived 910 years. When Kenan was 40 years old, meaning in the year 365, so he started researching all forms of science, all forms of wisdom, and he became a leader, and he became really the king of humanity at the time. He excelled in his wisdom, and he led people. So Kenan became the world leader, the king. The Sefer HaYuchsin quotes that with his great wisdom, he also ruled over the different spirits and demons. And with his great wisdom, he understood that because of people's sins, Hashem would punish them and destroy earth and bring a mabul, a great flood ultimately. And so he took these huge pillars of stone and he wrote on them that God will destroy the world. God will punish humanity for their sins. And he put them in the storage houses and it's buried somewhere out in India. And it was in Kenan's days that Hashem made a great tsunami, a great flood, swept in from the ocean, and a third of the world was destroyed, just like in the days of Enosh. When Kenan was 70 years old, so we're holding the year 395, he had three sons and two daughters. His eldest son was Mahalalel, the second one was Enan, and the third one was Marid. And their sisters were Ada and Tzila. And Lemech, the son of Metushael, married Kenan. He married both of Kenan's daughters, Ada and Tzila. And Ada gave birth to a son named Yaval. And she had one son named Yaval and another son named Yuval. And Tzila, she couldn't have kids. Part of the reason she couldn't have kids was because people at that time rebelled against Hashem's mitzvah to procreate, and they would give their wives to drink a concoction that would make them infertile so that they'd maintain their beauty. And Tzila also drank this potion so that she wouldn't have kids. And when the husbands would view their wives, so they'd view the one who has kids as a filthy woman, and they'd treat them as though they weren't their wives, and they'd spend all their time with the women who had maintained their beauty because they didn't have kids. Now, when Tzila became old, so Hashem made it that she would be able to have kids, and she became pregnant, and she had a son, which she named Tuval Kain. She had a daughter, which she named Na'ama, because she said, look, I'm an old woman, and now Hashem gave me Noam. Hashem gave me a pleasant thing that He gave me, a girl. And Lemech, by mistake, he killed Kain and Tuval Kain. Famous story how that happened. Now, he quotes over here from the whole story of Gilgulim that Tzila was also the Tzlalfonit, the mother of Shimshon. The Talmud tells us that Shimshon's mother's name was Tzlalfonit. And Lemech reappeared as Elkanah, Tzila reappeared as Chana, Ada and Pnina, and Shaul. Okay. And we'll just end the page. Mahalalel was born in the year 395 when Kenan was 90 years old, and Mahalalel lived 895 years.